Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. The Dutch Cross County Health Department was notified on Wednesday by the Ohio Department of Agriculture that a raccoon had tested positive for RRV, otherwise known as raccoon rabies variant, in the area of Warren Township near Echo Lake Road. This is the first confirmed case of raccoon rabies variant reported in Tuscarawas County to date. And for the third time, an Indian Valley educator has been selected as District 9's Teacher of the Year. As a high school English teacher, Lisa Wolf has exemplified exactly what it means to have a passion for teaching and believing in her students. She is known for her college and career readiness curriculum when she took it upon herself when she started an ACT preparation class specifically in language arts that allows students to prepare effectively for college admissions exams. Wolf was nominated by a committee of educators and will have a chance to win the 2019 Ohio Teacher of the Year this fall. For more headlines, be sure to visit us at WTUZ.com.
Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
Listen, what a long weekend it was for us here. Busy up in Canton, gallivanting around the Hall of Fame, covering all the events going on. Now, you, last night, you were supposed to go to the concert, but sort of bailed.
Tired.
Sure, Adam Levine would not be happy that...
I think he would be just fine.
...that you bailed on him.
I got a little tired. Yesterday, I was so lethargic and
that's
just
the word.
So... I had no energy. My husband's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. tired.
That was the word yesterday. The word of the day, lethargic.
Yes.
But no... It basically was a marathon from Thursday to Sunday with all the Hall of Fame stuff. By the way, if you missed anything, social media or WTUZ.com for all the Hall of Fame Enshrinement Week coverage. By the way, big shout out again. Should give love to our sponsors once more. Parkway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Kickin' Country, and Speedy Sewer and Septic. Hope you guys are proud of what we did. Want you guys to feel like our proud parents. Out there, our lovely sponsors. But, no, what was your highlight of the weekend? Obviously, besides hanging with the three amigos from Big Z Sports, I mean, that's the obvious answer. But
definitely.
Maybe your highlight. Was it celeb watching? Gold jacket watching, maybe?
Yeah, just looking at all of the Hall of Famers, the celebrities.
The HOFers.
Yeah. I had a couple moments where I was like, oh, man. Like, were you standing next to me when I was filming Brian Dawkins' speech, and then all of a sudden a gentleman walked in front of me?
Yeah, you'll have that.
And then I hear, Michael, Michael, Michael. And I was like,
oh, tell this story. Yeah, yeah, tell this story.
So I'm filming, you know, Brian Dawkins' speech, and the crowd's going nuts. The Eagles fans, I mean, without a doubt, they showed up for him.
Probably,
would you say that?
Probably the loudest ovation of the night on Saturday.
Probably. There's no question.
Yeah.
He was, oh man, they traveled. They're still on that Super Bowl high.
No doubt.
So I'm filming the crowd reaction, and this guy walks in front of me, and he's so tall, and I hear people starting to yell, Michael, Michael. And I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's standing right in front of me. And Joe goes,
you're like, down in front. Down in front.
And Joe, not just me, he's like, look who's in front of you. And I was like, who? And, like, he's standing in front of me. He's in my way. And he goes, it's Michael Phelps. I'm like, oh, my bad.
You're like, tell this bozo to move.
I'm like, well, he's in my way.
Hey, dude, you're super tall. You only have, like, 20-plus gold medals.
Right.
Can you please get out of my way?
I know. And he's so tall. On TV, he looks lanky. But, I mean, I'm only 5 foot.
So everybody's tall to you,
but he's huge. Did you see him at all? Were you standing next to him?
He's so tall. I saw him walking away from your direction.
Didn't he look so tall?
Oh, he's a tall dude, and he's a huge Ravens fan. So that's, I think he's from Baltimore. So that's kind of why he was there supporting Ray Lewis.
Yeah, and then I took a picture of a couple of Hall of Famers standing in a circle just talking, and I sent it to my husband. He goes, you know who that is, right? And I was like, I couldn't tell because his face was sideways. He goes, it's Dan Marino. I'm like, oh, my bad.
He only has a year-round tan.
I was like, oh, okay.
Dan Marino, he's got to be, I don't know how old he is, but he looks like he's 39 still.
Yeah, he looks good.
Good old Dan.
What was your highlight?
I don't know. I really don't have one, I
guess. You don't have one highlight?
I mean, media day is fun because you get to sit there and maybe toss around some questions and get up close and personal. I don't know. Whole weekend was fun. How about that?
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Love riding in Joe's Lincoln with that ambient lighting. Really sets the mood. But anyway.
So crazy.
Hey, over the weekend, President Trump made news again for going after our boy.
LeBron James.
Basically called him dumb. Now, LeBron sat down with Don Lemon from CNN to talk about his new school, the I Promise School. There to help third and fourth graders in the inner city of Akron. And then, I don't know what prompted President Trump to fire off this tweet. Maybe because LeBron said something like, the president uses sports to divide us when it should unite us. That kind of thing. So President Trump tweeted, this was when Friday, right?
Right.
And then didn't I wake up Saturday or something and send this to you guys? I don't know how it,
yes,
I don't know
it
when
was
I
Saturday
saw it.
Saturday morning.
Yeah. But he tweeted it out Friday night, President Trump. His tweet, LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy. Ouch. I like Mike, is what he said at the end. Of course, referencing Michael Jordan, the whole ongoing battle. Who's better, LeBron or Michael Jordan? That's not what we're talking about now. What we are talking about is our commander-in-chief calling people dumb and intelligent and basically, once again, being a bully and calling people
just
names.
Just a little bit. But it's so unnecessary. You know what I mean? Like, could you see George Bush or Barack Obama doing this?
Or any president in the history?
Of presidents.
Of presidents.
Right. No. It's a little unnecessary. He should just stay off the Twitter.
We all know he has his personal beef with the media and anybody that seemingly calls him out. Listen, you're holding that office. You're going to get called out every now and again.
Right. He hates
whether it be
me.
by people who are athletes or actors or people who work in the media. It's just going to happen. So you got to learn to deal
criticized.
With it a little better. Well, yeah, you got to learn to deal with it a little better, though, than calling people dumb.
Oh, well, yeah. And you would think that he would know better because he was, quote, unquote, celebrity. So you would think that he would be able to handle the scrutiny and the criticism, but clearly he has some problems.
That Twitter account of his, though, it is something else. I mean, is there
TV.
Somebody right there with him like, Donald, please don't hit tweet. Don't hit. Oh, you just hit it down. Donald, what are you doing? What are you doing, Donald? No, I mean, honestly, you can't call people names when you're the president of the United States. I mean, that's just, it goes back to the simple rules that our parents taught us. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Don't call names.
Or if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all.
If you have nothing
How about that?
If you have nothing nice to tweet, then don't tweet anything at all. Just what our parents told us while we were growing up.
Yes.
Just like that.
Just like that.
LeBron hasn't fired back yet, but he'll be calculated about it. He'll strike when he has his chance. He's not just going to fire off a random tweet and fire back. So it'll be calculated. You just wait.
You just wait.
Everybody came to LeBron's defense, though. Even Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Even
I
Michael
saw
that. Yeah, what'd he tell NBC News? I have it right here. Told NBC News through a spokesperson, I support LJ. We call him LBJ. Mike can call him whatever he wants. He's doing an amazing job for his community in reference to the school there that we talked about at the top of that story. Hey, since we're somewhat sportsy-dortsy right now, this follows that category.
Please don't talk about the Browns.
Since we were football... God, no.
Okay, good.
Since we were football-themed over the weekend, my girl Carrie Underwood released a little teaser on her social media accounts of the latest Sunday Night Football theme song in which she's a part of. We'll hear it for the first time on September the 9th. It's called Game On. But
Ooh.
You know, Carrie, she sent me a little snippet. She goes, Eric, what do you think about this?
Oh, did she know?
And it's what she always does. Shares her music with me and ideas, that kind of thing. I'd tell her, good idea, bad idea. The only thing she didn't follow my advice was with that marriage, but hey, what What can I say? What can I do? Here's a little snippet. It's called Game On, Carrie's new Sunday Night Football theme song.
Game on! Hey, Sunday night! America's
Game On, NBC, the only place to be. Game on! Game on! It's Sunday night! Now, before Carrie, you had Faith Hill, right? She did it. And after Faith, it was Pink. And now it's Carrie. That's the timeline, right? Faith, Pink, then Carrie?
I like Carrie the best.
Pink was pretty rockin', though, back in the day. No matter what, I've never seen a Browns game on Sunday Night Football, so it's not like, you know, I just watched the opening, and then that's it. I changed the channel. What was it last year? Waiting all day for Sunday night? That's what she went with first. It was based on a Joan Jett song, and then the theme song after that, Oh Sunday Night, which was based on that song Something Bad. It went, Oh Sunday Night, something like that. Just like the song Something Bad.
Right.
With Carrie and Miranda. There you go. So there's a little snippet for you, just to get you
excited for football.
Geared up. By the way, I think we're 18 days away now from the start of the high school football season. Just thought I'd throw that out there.